So Father, at this moment, every heart in this place be completely transformed in the name of Jesus. Every person in this place will be healed today because you are Alpha and Omega. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Every person in this place will not leave the same way.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I pray that our zeal would increase right now in the name of Jesus. Where we become so in love with you that nothing else matters.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing else matters. Hallelujah. The word zeal, I have scriptures and stuff, but the word zeal means eagerness and interest or in pursuit of something. And today God wants you to increase your zeal for Him. Where you forsake everything and give Him your everything. Give Him your mind, give Him your spirit, give Him everything within you. I was reading and God brought me back to the story in Mark chapter 5. And it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. And it starts at verse 25. It says, "And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse." Verse 27 says, "When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind Him in the crowd and touched His cloak, because she thought, 'If I just touch His clothes, I will be healed.'" The word of God says, if I just touch His cloak, I will be healed. Her thought was linked to zeal, to eagerness, to a pursuit. She was in pursuit of being healed of something that she has been going through for years. I came here to tell you today that what you have been going through for years, the cycles, the repeated things, that today, if you increase your zeal for God, pursuing Him, that she just thought, "If I just touch the hem, if I just touch His coat, I will be healed." Then it goes on to say, immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt it in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from Him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" She became eager. It is time for us to become eager for the move of God. To become eager to receive the healing that He has for us. It is time for us to revive our passion for the King of Kings. It is time for us to get back to where it's all about Him. Because you know what? We used to sing about it. I can only imagine.
Yes.
We used to sing about it. "I've come this far by faith. I can't turn around. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know." What happened to our zeal? Where it's completely all about the King of Kings. What happened to our passion? Where we came to church not just to clap, not just to sing two songs, not just to just dance, but we came because we were eager for a move or for a change, for a healing, for a breakthrough. It says that He was in the crowd. Can you imagine the people hearing about Jesus and the miracles that He was doing? I promise you that crowd wasn't just 10 people. I promise that that crowd was not even 100. If I heard that Jesus was in the healing business, let me tell you, I think movies, they paint a false picture.
Yeah.
And the picture that they paint is like sheep just pushed past a couple people. See, when you get eager, there are hundreds and thousands of people. Can you imagine? They were all after one thing. If I can just get close to Jesus, then I will get what I'm supposed to get. See, they paint a picture that she was just pushing people out of the way. Let me tell you, I'm going to use these chairs for an example. She didn't just push people out of the way to touch the hem of Jesus. If I heard about a king who was in the healing business and I've been suffering for 12 years, I am going to increase my zeal and my passion. I will fight through. I will go down with blood and tears. I will not just push. I will fight people to get to what I need. It is time to increase our zeal for the King of Kings. It is time to end the repeated cycles of failure, the repeated cycles of frustration, the repeated cycles of lack, the repeated cycles of I don't have enough. No, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I have given you the power to get wealth. Yes. If you become passionate, Freedom Point is Freedom Point. Because we believe when you walk into this place, you will walk into complete freedom. You will walk into complete healing. You will walk into your breakthrough. You will walk into your healing. It is Freedom Point. Where are you? Have you reached your freedom point? Have you reached the place of where you are completely healed? I will push through everything to get what God has for me. I bet you people were talking, who's this lady? What's going on with this lady? Why is she pushing through the crowd? She got eager. She got eager to end a repeated cycle for 12 years. She became zealous. She wanted everything that God had for her. Then the Bible says that she thought. All she did is she thought, if I can just touch. Are your thoughts breaking you or keeping you from getting everything that God has for you? Are you thinking yourself into doubt? Are you thinking yourself into fear? Are you thinking yourself into I don't have enough? All she did was think about it. She had inclined her ear to God. If I can just touch him, I'm going to be healed. Many people tell me, Neasia, you know, it doesn't take all of that dance and all of that worship, all of that screaming and shouting to get what God has for you. No, but when I become eager, I will do whatever it takes. I will spin 15 times. I will walk around walls till they begin to fall. I will lift up my hands until battle. For me, what will you do? What will you do to get what he has for you? Yes, you don't sleep. No, because I will do whatever it takes until I get what the King has for me. And Samuel talks about how David, he danced. He danced with all his might before the Lord. He danced with all his might before the Lord because he was eager. Because his zeal was at an all-time high. Is your zeal for God at an all-time high?
Jesus!
Because your work ethic can be at an all-time high to keep your job. Or you'll do whatever it takes to pay your bills. You'll do whatever it takes to take care of children. Will you do whatever it takes for the King of Kings?
Wow.
That's the question.
Lord.
Will you If I have to look crazy and dance my behind off until I get what the Lord has for me, then I'm going to dance. I'm going to twirl. If I have to do cartwheels, I will do whatever it takes with all my might. I will fight through crowds to touch the hem of his garment till I am healed of a disease that I've been suffering from for 12 years.
My God.
Jesus!
I serve the God I serve because I've seen him do great things.
Yes, Lord.
I've had friends who've given birth to a child at 22 weeks, or at 23 weeks.
My God.
2 hours after she turned 23 weeks pregnant. And I've seen us pray and cry out for the Lord and do whatever it takes. And now he's walking around off of all oxygen, off of all things, because of our zeal and eager and passion for God's miracles. That's the kind of church that God is wanting.
Yes, Lord.
That's what Freedom Point is about.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That's who I am. I will worship him. Let me spin if I have to. Let me jump if I have to. Let me do whatever it takes to come and be with the Lord.
Let me see.
I can only imagine. Bring me back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's not about me, but it's all about you. He said, I am that I am. I am have set you free. His eye is powerful than your eye. See, we live in an independent, I could do this all by myself type of society. I can do it all by myself. I will work my tail off to do what I gotta do to take care. No, it's not about that. Because I have seen people not have to do a whole lot, but just press into the presence, and God supply all of their needs according to his riches and glory. See, we can apply frustration, and we can apply irritation, we can apply all this confusion, but we can't apply the blood, we can't apply the word of God that says that he owns cattle on a thousand hills, that he has enough to take care of everything that we have. So no, it's not about the hours that you work.
Come on.
But it is about being eager.
Yes.
Being eager for the move of God.
Yes.
Worshiping Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. If he's got me this far, then I know he's not going to leave me. So let's praise him with that in mind. Let's praise him with that in mind. That he is the Alpha and the Omega. That he is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is my provider. He is Jehovah Rapha. I will be healed of all sicknesses and disease. I think myself into my health. I think myself into my freedom. I think myself into my breakthrough. I do whatever it takes. Whoever's looking at me, whatever they say, you can talk to me. You can talk about me all you want, but I know that I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he got my back because he is the Omega, and he's got my front because he is the Alpha. He covers me. He covers you. He covers you. He covers you. He's protecting you. You could have been in places that have been shut up. You could have been in places where you could have. But he says, hey, I got a plan for you. And see, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So what I have for you is the best of the best. What I have for you is the best of the best. Why you're living is because I have the best of the best for you, darling.
Hey! Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get eager. The Bible says that Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree to go after the king. We can't even get up when he says to get up. We can't even worship when God says, just give me your worship. It's hard for us. But it's not hard for him when he's opening up heavens and just pouring out blessings. It's not hard for it. We're like, oh, I'm here. I'm ready, God. I'm ready to receive the blessings. I receive it. I want it right now. Give me more right now. And he's like, give me more right now. Give me more right now. Increase your zeal for the king. Fall back in love with the king. He is our first love. He is our everything. He's drawing us back to his heart.
So,
and as much as you want to run away,
she's in focus.
He's tugging on you and he's like, come, I have everything. Everything that you want. I am the Alpha and the Omega, baby. You are my dog. Let me dance with you. Let me spend time with you. Let me give you my heart. David is sitting in heaven on the throne because he became eager. God, give me a clean heart. You are my shepherd. I shall not want.
My God.
Yes, I've sinned, but that doesn't stop me from eagerly pursuing you. So I will dance with all my might until I have a room in heaven. I will worship you with all my might. I will get on my knees. I will bow before you because I want everything that you have for me. Can we worship him? The king wants you right now.